FM 90.3 WJTL, Corey Asbury's song called Reckless Love. Before that, Big Tent Revival, Hope for America. It is 7:19. Good morning. Christy Lee with you, Mindy Lynn with you, Riley Nichols with you as well. Riley's going to give us the scoop on the weather.
Yes, good morning. This is Riley with your WJTL end of the week forecast. Today, sunny, high of 83, absolutely gorgeous. Tonight, staying clear, drop to a low of 61. And tomorrow, sunny, high of 85, currently 64 in Lancaster.
And tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock as Lisa Landis talks to Joel Vaughn live in the studio. Joel's in town for the Faith into Action Youth Conference and Family Festival this Saturday from noon till 4 in Harrisburg. Details about the festival at faithintoactionministries.com.
We have a special guest this morning, Kim Zimmerman. She's warming up the microphone for Joel Vaughn, I guess. We're actually keeping these microphones pretty hot lately. But Kim is an author, and she has a real heart for people loving the Word of God. She's got a couple of books. Ladies, if you're looking for something for your women's group, there's the One Day Legacy Song of Solomon devotional. This one's on Amazon as well.
It's on Amazon, yep.
And then we're talking today about the kid or disciple kidship.
Yep.
Kind
disciple
of curriculum.
Kidship. One big word.
One big word. I'll rehearse it and say it next. So Kim, tell us a little bit about what this curriculum is about.
So this curriculum is about getting kids excited about just hearing the Word of God, loving the Word of God, and then sharing the Word of God. Because, you know, if we don't ever share it, we're kind of missing the whole point of why we're here, to be on mission. So that's what this is about.
So we're going to go, tell us a little bit, like, through one devotion or through one day Sunday school class or whatever, kind of the way that your curriculum approaches
it. So a sample outline would be you welcome students. And then the first thing we do every time is we do the God story. So we're giving the gospel message all the time. So that's always in their mind of why we're here, because God loves us and he saves us. So we start with the gospel story and with prayer, and then we go into the lesson part. And so what I did is I just have a whiteboard here, but you can use a chalkboard or paper, or depending on where you are, you can just draw in the dirt. It doesn't matter.
Could you use a flannel graph? I love the
you
flannel
graph. You can use
graph.
Flannel graph. I'm not quite sure how you could figure that out.
It would take a lot of preparing.
Yeah, and cost. That was the other thing, cost and some of that stuff. So this lesson I have in front of me is Zacchaeus climbs a tree. And what I did is I have six squares. And so on your whiteboard or chalkboard, you just divide it into six squares. And you read the story from the Bible, and then you tell the story using pictures. And then you start asking questions about the story. So what is Jesus doing in the story? What is Zacchaeus doing in this story? And the kids are answering and they're involved. And then the last section is you're asking them, what are they going to do based on this story? Like, are they going to obey God based on this story? What specifically? And then who they're going to share the story with. So you're actually sending them out on mission immediately with a story about Jesus, a story about God. And so they're already hearing, learning, and then being on mission with what God told us to do.
And you have a story of a pastor that was sitting in the back when you were doing this one day.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So I was teaching this at City Gate, and I had about 10 kids there. And so I didn't know who the parents were, but afterward, the dad came up, and he had tears in his eyes, and he said, you know, I'm a pastor. And he said, what you don't understand is my kids won't even go to Sunday school. But I watched both my sons get up and tell this story and preach the story of Zacchaeus. And he said, this is something God has really, you know, blessed, because kids are loving the stories of Jesus and sharing them.
Now, you also were saying that you have used this for people who are not necessarily kids.
Right. You can use it for adults. We have a lot of, at City Gate, we minister to a lot of adults. And so I used this one time when we call Simple Church, and I just did a simple Bible study with them. And it's amazing how many people just don't know stories from the Bible. Like Zacchaeus, we kind of all know that, but some will probably say, who is Zacchaeus?
Yeah.
And so just telling them, and then it's another way for them to learn about Jesus and learn how to obey and how to follow.
So I like looking through this, that you have those six squares, and in the squares, you know, I'm thinking I could draw this if I had to, the illustrations that you've given.
Yes.
I mean, did you keep that in mind?
I did. The girl who did it for me, Brittany, I told her, this is what my vision is, like stick people, because I can't even draw a straight line. So it has to be something that I could draw. And she just beautifully made these people and the diagrams, and even like how the tree is, it's just a very simple tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did that with like that anybody could reproduce these, or if someone's, you know, really gifted, they can add to it or whatever.
Right. But I love this, that in these six squares, I'm looking at the belly of a fish. So this is Jonah.
Yep.
And I could draw these things. You could effectively tell Jonah's story in six squares.
Right.
And then lead the kids or the congregation or whoever you want through all of these questions.
Absolutely. And even like a homeschool mom or summer outreach with youth groups, they could easily take this and they're good to go.
Well, Kim's discipleship program here, through taking the kids through the Bible, this is disciple kidship.
Oh, Kim, I know it's a tricky word.
No, it's not. My brain just does things backwards. Disciple kidship is available. It's on Amazon. You can also get in touch with Kim.
Yep.
She's on Facebook. You can go to citygatelancaster.com. There are ways that you can get a hold of you could pick up both of her devotionals, the one for the moms, the one for the kids.
Yeah.
That'd be
great.
So what's your next one going to be? Have you thought about it?
I'm going to do more just stories of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I was even working on one, just the stories from the book of Acts about the beginning of the church. So, yeah.
This is great. The illustrations and then the outline of how to take the kids through it. And by the end, really get it into their hearts and have them decide what they're going to do with it.
And then they can share it. Yeah.
So get in touch with Kim Zimmerman. She's on Facebook. Go to citygatelancaster.com. Find Kim Zimmerman in the book section at Amazon. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Kim says we can give some of her stuff away too. So listen for that here. We're going to do some more birthdays and then we're going to have some giveaways on the way. So if you're itching for this, listen for your chance to win coming up. Kim, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Me.
We're going to get you back to the music now. This is a new song from Pat Barrett. He's on Chris Tomlin's label, so you know this is going to be good worship on the way. It's a song called The Way, New Horizon.